The sun is rising here, and this beautiful, salmon-colored clouds, that is to say, the light that's reflecting off the clouds is salmon color. And within the teachings of the Tibetan Buddhism, when you see red in the sky at dawn and dusk, you think on Buddha Amitabha, and his name means, non-gender, that name means boundless light, limitless light. Any of the synonyms to limitless, boundless. And one is to say that, if one wants to, one is reminded to say that with the color in the sky, and wish for all beings who are passing out of incarnation or into incarnation, that they always recognize the boundless light that at essence he or she is. And the same with us, that we are. And the phrase is Amideva Tri. So I say that because I'm looking out my window and it's just a magical display. And dawn and dusk, it usually is. No matter where you live, there's some red in the sky, some tone of that. And it's again another wonderful practice, regardless of whether one wants to say the phrase, because again, it's from Tibetan Buddhism, and originates. It's their funny bastardization, if you will, of Sanskrit. Yeah, it's funny how languages get changed around. But bottom line is, as we are in a cycle focusing on mind, its various primary qualities, so that we can get to the point where we can actually meditate with and contemplate, is there actually a mind? What are we calling this thing? Or what is what we call mind? So we're inching our way, and each, like an inchworm, each section is vital, is its own world. So this world of our at essence, we are light. Amitevati, Amitabha. That's some of the higher, actually, the higher teachings, and that the essence teachings. And to simply remind ourselves, as we do, if we want, because we are reminded by the sky, dawn and dusk, to say that prayer for all kinds of beings who are passing out of incarnation. That's more or less its focus, but that means passing into incarnation too. That we are boundless light. We sit simple. And we are doing these few simple sittings here and there, sprinkled through, because they once again help us realize how, in general, non-simple our inner landscape is, how the mind just loves stories. And I just told one. And then if we really observe, inside our own head, inside our cognitive processes. The immediacy of a thought, even of a label, arises and disappears without a trace very quickly. The distraction or the storyline, and all distractions are storylines. That's important. All distractions are stories. Observe it. It's a story that engages us. It's not that, it's not, and I just did that with you all. Color in the sky and 4 minutes of story. So to sit simply. Here's another story. Gives us the opportunity to simply recognize how much story activity processing is almost ceaseless, sometimes almost relentless. Inside us. And if you have the opportunity to sit and open-eyed, do a real, more or less a real zazen, open-eyed, blank wall, not out a window, a blank wall. It's a very good practice. So we sit and we start with story. The story of we are here. Feel your body. Smile with your choice to be here. Out of all the other choices, this is the one that was made. How marvelous. And marvelous because sitting for meditation, whether it's a, no matter the quality of the sitting, it benefits you and it benefits every being you will interact with. And energetically, vibrationally, is automatically and right now benefiting all beings in all existence. So that's why it's marvelous. And one good question, how many of the choices we will make in the day that can be said about? And all of that story, but it's a good one. We feel our breath, feel our butt on the cushion. Feel how our legs are, their position, what they're touching. How they're touching. Feel our hands where they are, shoulders, neck and back. All the while we've been breathing. And so bring your focus to the tip of the nose and feel that breath coming in, going out. And because of our training, it's probably a whole body experience. It's hard to just keep the focus at the tip of the nose because we feel the central channel. We feel our diaphragm. And so, yes, and tip of the nose. Eyes directed with an inward gaze, probably. And central channel, core, present. And relax into it all and meditate. Will you take a long, sleepy breath? Breathing with all beings. So observe the story. That's the most part, that's what the mind is enamored of, and the sense of self too. Love you all. Great your day.